Six Nations elected councils say as part of its ongoing water quality monitoring, elevated levels of strontium have been detected in some groundwater wells within the community. Council says in response to its findings, an Indigenous Services Canada public health officer will be conducting well water testing to high-risk households for various metals and chemical levels in community wells. Six Nations Chief Sherry Lynn Hill spoke on the elevated strontium levels, its side effects, and which households will be prioritized in the groundwater well testing during the July 4th Chief and Council radio show.
As part of the ongoing water quality monitoring, evaluated levels of strontium have been detected in groundwater wells within Six Nations of the Grand River. Strontium can replace calcium in developing bones and may lead to rickets, a bone disorder that can weaken or soften bones, stunt growth, and cause bone deformities. Infants are especially at risk because their bones are actively developing. In response, the Indigenous Services Canada Environmental Public Health Officer will be conducting well water testing for the following: strontium, nitrite, nitrate, manganese. Testing will prioritize the highest risk groups within a household, including pregnant and breastfeeding individuals, infants, and children up to 24 months of age. If your household does not include someone from the above priority groups, you may still express interest in having your well tested. Well testing will begin with the highest risk households. Additional testing may be offered as capacity allows.
Council says this testing is not connected to the flooding that occurred in the community last month on June 18th, and community members included in the high-risk grouping are being asked to contact Six Nations Elected Council's Environment Department to schedule testing for their groundwater well. The Environment Department can be reached at 548-328-3652. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.